Blog Talk Radio.
We have a full show tonight. We are going to be talking about everything that I want to talk about. And I just want to go over the rules really quick. Let's be nice to each other. No talking over each other because that's bad, 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 bad. And we don't want to sound like the view on drugs. You know, tonight we are talking later on the Michael Jackson trial. How to kill Sam 45 ways because, you know, I bash Sam all the time, whereas I hate Sam, and I know I should not give any buzz, but I really hate the bitch. And, you know, when Toto was calling, I say, fuck Sam. So, let's see. Yes, I am Breon. Christy, I will bring you on in a second, but Terry's on the line. Hey, Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Okay, I'm in a theater, so it's going to sound really loud. I can only stay on for a few minutes. So, is it really loud? Can you hear it?
Yep.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing.
But you know what? We can actually say... that, you know, we had someone calling from the movies now because I've been wanting people to call from the studio because I'm over like that, okay? So you probably have to go soon?
No, it doesn't start till 7:20. And you know that the trailers, I used to like trailers, but they last like 6 and a half hours.
That sucks. Okay, I'm going to bring on Christy, too, before she kills me. Hey, Chris, you're on the air with us.
Hey, Terry. Hey, Carly. Hey, everybody.
So, I hope you don't, I hope you don't get freaked out in this movie.
I'm like, thinking, I'm going to get so scared. Oh, God.
This is like the loudest background noise I think I've ever heard.
What?
It's it's a really loud background noise, just so you know.
I know. I'm thinking that I should probably not be on right now. So
okay, well, call me when the movie's off, I guess.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Terry.
You know, she could have went in the bathroom, but I'm not going to comment.
But I would have gotten her went in the hallway, but that's,
I know,
that's
but
okay.
I mean. Okay, well, Amy is on the line. Yay, Amy!
Hi. What's going on?
I just think everyone needs to be positive, and not that the other fan base gets the best of us. And who in the hell cares about a new fucking doctor? I don't, you know.
I'm not worried
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, me either.
I'm not worried at all. Besides, he's nice to look at.
Yeah, he's nice to look at. And, you know, I mean, you know, you guys do not give up hope. I know everyone is in, you know.
I think there's just so much mixed messages out there, and people are, you know, just, well, they're confused because it's taking so long, you know, and they're, like, getting discouraged and everything.
Don't get discouraged,
they
got to
realize that, you know, Mr. Wolf has only been there a couple months. I mean,
literally a couple months.
So it's going to take time. It's that other fan base, I'm sorry, but they are going to be, well, not sorry, but they are going to be very, very upset in the next couple of months. So I'm looking forward to saying I told you so.
Yeah, me too.
And,
me
you know,
too.
All the, you know, Jason and Elizabeth fans that doubted that it would happen or were, you know, because I understand, you know, it's taken forever and we've been promised time and time again and it just gets stalled and...
Yeah, but...
It is just frustrating and we've been through before, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
so I think we just need to hold on for that. And, you know, Leilani's coming. You guys do not give up hope. And you know what? And do not
read... herself the other day. She said, you know, Mr. Wolf keeps everything to himself. He does not give story away. So whatever spoilers are out there, there might be truths in them somewhere. But for all the pretty for that other couple, I highly, highly doubt it.
Exactly.
In one sentence they say, you know, General Hospital is going to end in April, but yet their couple is going to have a baby in August. You know, so, I mean, which is it? You know what
I
mean?
Come on,
so they're retarded. I'm sorry.
You know what, but I think
that's the whole Matt and Liz thing, too. I think we need to discourage people from thinking that Matt and Liz might be,
exactly.
Like,
I mean, he's getting an awesome story coming her way, and she totally deserves it.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to all the attention. I mean, 3-4 different guys. That's awesome. You know, Jason is not going to like this new doctor person. So, and he's going to have issues with Elizabeth's brother. So, I mean, it can go so many different ways. But she's supposed to become gravely ill or something, so I don't know if that's a, you know, a side effect from being in the water or what, but she's supposed to become really ill or something. So I don't know, but I'm excited for her story, and she sounds really, really, really happy with what's coming for her.
Yeah,
so
you know what, I think we just have to, like, you know, wait until, you know, November. And when November comes, baby, you know, it's going to be a great, November to remember.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be so cool. But like I said, I mean, people are you know, throwing things out there, and there's hand holders for everybody, really. But
come on, their hand has been held way too fucking long.
Yes,
excuse my friends.
And
I forgot to say about the roots.
Yeah,
I forgot to say about the roots. Wheeling is good. I'm gonna bring on Candace because I don't want her. Hey, Ken.
Hey.
So, what is your little rant? Because I've been dying to know what it is for the last hour.
So, I have a major rant towards General Hospital. And
go for it.
I've been sitting on this for all day. All right, let's start with this whole recast shit that's going on. Okay, my personal views about that is stop bringing in new people that we don't care about. Bring in people that we do care about that's related to these characters. I'm still waiting for this Terrence to come to Port Charles. These parents are the worst parents ever. Where's Sly at? Lucky's cousin. I've been waiting for him to come back. I don't care about Sean's son.
I love Sean. I love Sean. Don't get me wrong. I love looking at him lately, too. But we don't need his family. We have other people. Oh, 773,
exactly.
773, I put you on, too.
Oh, okay. Hey, Carly, it's Alicia. Hey, Candace. Hey, Christy.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, and I'm bringing on the other block callers. There's two block callers. I'm bringing you both on. Let's not sound like the view on drugs, you guys, but
hey,
let's Candace. Hi, who's this?
It's Alva.
Oh, hi, Alva. Welcome to the Friday Night Crazy Party.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right,
hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy called it. Yay, okay. I feel, you know, that all right in the book, Candace, Amy, Kathy, you're here. Candace, go back on your rant because you went on my rant. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's my major gripe is that instead of bringing people that to the show that's related to these people, I don't care about a hooker. I don't care about a person's son that we don't even know the history on. I don't care about another doctor. I don't care about any of these people unless they have a purpose towards the core members of the show. Okay.
Exactly.
That's my first rant. My second rant is General Hospital needs to be, whoever made this decision, Brian Franz, for saying Lexi needs to vamp it up. That's why she was
I've been waiting for someone to call in about this. Yeah.
It's like I saw what Kimberly McCollin had wrote, and she said that did the same thing to her a couple of years ago. But she refused not to because, first and foremost, Lexi is a beautiful woman. Period. So, for them to say, oh, she needs to vamp it up, what you want her to do, wear her breasts out? I mean, really, come on now. Christina is a child still. She's a young adult who's transitioning into adulthood. Period. They didn't ask Jeannie Francis to do all that a couple of years ago. They didn't ask, they asked Kimberly, but Kimberly turned it down. They asked Rebecca. I'm pretty sure they asked Amber. None of these girls decided was, you know, fired or recast, but you're going to recast somebody because they didn't fit your quote-unquote status of sexiness? Give me a break. My final rant is this whole Jason thing.
Who had me in the background?
Yeah, someone's playing the show in the background.
Not me.
Oh.
Can y'all tell them Pride about General Hospital today?
You know what? Bill, when you texted me, I have a rant. I'm like, oh, Lisa, this is going to be good. And you know what? Let me just say about the Kimberly McCullough. I worked. And I'm like, you know, send him a bitch, you guys. You know, Christina's beautiful. She's beautiful. You don't need a sex, Christina, at all. You really never had to really sex up Liz or Emily or Robin. You know, I mean, come on. You know, come on, and you know who had the boobs on that show? And yes, I'm about to do a bad thing, people, but I don't really care. Come on, Kelly Monaco's boobs are nothing to write home about. Sorry, I just wanted to put that out.
No, I'm just saying they've become like a character on the show. They're out so much. It's disgusting. It really is. It's like majority of the audience are women, and they have their own. And if they want to look at them, you know what I mean? I don't know. She just dresses so sloppy. It's just like people with that wear their pants off the rear end, hanging down to the kneecaps. I just think it's so sloppy, you know? And I just think she's skanky. I'm sorry.
No, I mean...
We all agree with that.
Oh, my God. What?
We all agree with that.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah, we really... you know, and you know what? Why, I mean, okay... I wonder what this article for Kimberly is going to set in motion, because
she's the first one.
If she gets fired for this, then that is such a slap in the face to people standing up for their own show and for the actors.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to get fired. I think she's going to quit. I think she's going to leave. I don't think she's going to be there that much longer. I honestly don't. I think she'll be out by the beginning of early next year. She's got lots of projects, you know, and
she's talented, and
she gets in primetime shows a lot. So I don't think she'll have any problem.
Oh, okay, hold on, you guys.
You know
have
what I mean?
Another call. 859. God, I am hopping tonight. 859, you on the air?
Hi, everybody. It's Shiloh, 0854 Dawn.
Oh, hi, Shiloh. Okay, you guys, I wasn't going to bring this up, but not my other co-host, but my other co-host from Ladies on Radio and I were kind of talking. And you know what? We are the dumbest two hosts on Blog Talk, because you know what? We just thought about having you guys treat for all birthdays to get Becky and Steve to call in. No, I think it's wonderful that Kimmy got that. We are not complaining. But we totally dropped the ball on that for us. I mean, when, you know, I heard that was happening, and I'm like, wow. So everyone used to treat Steve or Becky that it was Christie's birthday last weekend, and this is like a belated birthday present.
I feel like it's too late now. Part of me feels like it's too late now. And I mean, Kimmy fully deserved it. Like, she totally did.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
we
have a ton of stuff that I don't do as far as campaigns go. But, I mean, I do feel like we kind of dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, so, and, you know, we wasn't going to say it, but it's been nagging on me for the last 40 minutes. And I'm like, Sid, I totally fucked up here. I totally fucked up. I should have done it last week for you, Chris. I never thought of it, but you know what? So next
Let's
year.
I will have to have another birthday next year.
Yeah, but next year, people treat me right like crazy on my birthday, the 9th. You know, Brafford, God, any one of those, I would not mind talking to.
But I think Kimmy does an awesome job, you know, but everybody does an awesome job as well. I mean, you know, but I think the reason why Becky fans and, you know, all Becky fans, Jason and Elizabeth fans, all different kinds of fans were invited to the show, you know, it wasn't, you know what I mean? Just the majority of them happened to be Jason and Elizabeth fans, because we talked to Kimmy the most, right? So,
well,
I mean, that's only natural. And, you know,
no, I mean, so I don't want you guys thinking we are zealous or anything, because we
aren't. But it's like,
wait, we really dropped the ball on that one, because, you know, Candace, any more you need to rant about, because that might save my voice for Ladies on Radio, but since I can't land over there because it's time-consuming. But anything else, because I love...
No. I don't really rant about General Hospital like that. I feel bad because, I mean...
No, Candace, no, you were right about everything you said. And this whole thing about Lexi, I'm sorry, doesn't feel right to me. And, you know, when Kimberly, you know, said what she said about...
It happened to her, too.
Oh, and, okay, would someone let me know what the fuck is going on with the Vera Wang and so...
I don't know, but I don't know. Something about her dress or something. I don't know. I really don't know.
Nancy Lee Grun got on Twitter and told a story about talking with some wardrobe person, and they said, oh, yeah, well, we tried to get a wedding dress from Vera Wang for the show, and as soon as I said we wanted it for General Hospital, the person they were dealing with in the store said, oh, no, we won't sell to... Now, I'm not sure if it was General Hospital, per se, was said.
I think they said daytime.
Soap operas. Yeah,
daytime.
That's what I thought. So...
But, well, wait a moment, didn't Vera Wang just, okay, fine. I do love keeping up with the Kardashians, don't send me any emails, but she just did a wedding dress for them, and that's reality, so why in the fuck is not doing for a soap opera? So...
Kardashian makes millions, you know. She's a tycoon.
Oh, I know. I know. She's a soft porn star.
That's what she is.
I just don't care for the Kardashians. I think
they're
way overrated. Ew. But whatever.
They annoy the hell out of me.
I kind of like them. I mean, not all of them, but you know. But I would just. The thing is, I mean, if you're going to, you know, do something like that, but you're not going to do, you know, soaps. Come on, Liz Taylor loves in a hospital. I mean, see what, you know, she loves guest starring on, you know, ZH. So, I mean, you know, I just think sometimes soaps get... a bad rap. I mean, I really think soaps get a bad rap about things, and I think that is just so bad.
But they also bring them on. Yeah, but they also bring them on themselves. I mean, but I think it's going to take more than just one co-star, you know, blast in General Hospital because of this. You know, it's every co-star, especially the co-stars that she works with. I can't believe it because she pimps the pet, you know. I just don't understand it, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know, she pimps
no,
it.
No, no, no.
You
talking about Nancy Lee Grun?
I'm talking about Lexi.
Oh.
I just don't, you know what I mean? The character was related to, you know, Fawn's favorite female. And, you know what I mean, in the storyline. And she, you know what I mean? It's just, it's very strange that, I don't know. But anyway, I think more people should speak up on her behalf.
Yeah,
I
do
Mo
too.
And,
nice if her whole cast stepped up for
if
her.
If Ingo was there, he would be out on Twitter. He would be, you know. He would be speaking.
Nancy Lee Grun, you know what I mean? That I feel Nancy Lee Grun is like Jekyll and Hyde because for 5 months she's like all pissed off at ZH and then she goes back kissing their ass. And with this whole thing, she wrote about Lexi, you know, just a bit, do you honestly think Lexi will come back after treating Lexi has been? I don't know if I will. Well, you know what? I mean,
yeah,
that's a very good question.
It is really disgusting. I mean, they need to focus on. Remember when they used to do like a storyline? They had a storyline that it was about real life situations, you know, like an illness or something, and it just it was just so well written, and people adapted to that, you know, and they they were glued to their screen, wondering what's going to happen instead of, you know, stupid triangles and you know what I mean, and just the bullshit spoiler out there about reestablishing Jason and Elizabeth's friendship. They had a child together.
Yeah, they don't need to reestablish.
You know, I mean, you know that's coming from.
Bad Kathy, Bad Kathy Girl. Thanks for putting the link in the album.
Yeah.
But no, I just felt like, wait a moment, you know, more people need to speak up because, you know, you know, I feel like maybe Lexi did feel like, oh my God, I had to lie to my fans for weeks.
You know, I know.
It pissed me off when I saw that. I'm like, vamp it up. Like, what else can this girl do? I mean, first and foremost, if we're going to go there, Lexi's how old? How old is Lexi?
19, I heard. 19?
She's
going to
be 19,
So, and she's the daughter on the show of Sunny and Alexa. First and foremost, she doesn't have to be that oversexed, you know, like
exactly.
Again, 19 people. I mean, I'm thinking back to when, like, Kim was on the show when she was, like, 19 and stuff, like, before she, and she wasn't dressing all sexy or anything. I'm thinking, like, when they brought Elizabeth, okay, she dressed kind of appropriate for her age range that they had on the show for her. You know, she was a badass, you know, so she dressed like a badass. Christina isn't like that. She's a fashionable woman. Just like every other 19-year-old that I know, my cousin's 19 years old, and that would piss me off today.
Yeah,
they wouldn't do that to a male character. They wouldn't do that.
Really?
I mean, totally. If they want to, they can vamp it up and give me Greg as Lucky Spencer.
Yeah.
If they want to, you know, have Jonathan vamp it up a little bit, you know, take him out and put Greg in. Give me somebody other, you know, it's like,
or
it's
Glenn
Dragas,
you know, they could have had the imposter story, and I think that would have been way cool if they had two Luckies on the show. I think that would have been awesome, awesome storyline instead of
I just don't understand General Hospital sometimes.
I don't understand them either.
I really wish, and I know she's no longer part of the writing team, and I'm happy for that, but I'm also sad that Michelle Van Gee, who's now on Vanderbilt, she's no longer on General Hospital. Because half of it, to me, about General Hospital, and I'm slowly realizing it, and even though they got a new head writer, they're still in the same format, and they're still in the same cycle. It's like, okay, women have to parade in their, you know, scampy little clothes, and they have to get in cat fights, and they have to be pining over some guy that doesn't even, you know, doesn't pay them attention, and break friendships, and kill babies, and stuff like that. I thought we got out of this cycle. Like, why are we still in this cycle? And then you go ahead and you get rid of, you don't really fight, you get rid of a young actress who could follow in the footsteps of Kimberly McCollin, who could be, you know, the next breakout star of General Hospital, who could, you know, who represents, you know, two, you know, families, the Castanons and Correstos. You could have had that, but no, you had to
be sexy enough. To be honest, there's also a huge amount of fans that don't like Lexi.
At the same time, on that one, those who don't like Lexi, I bet you any amount of money that when they found out the real reason, they didn't do like a high five or anything. They're like, oh, damn. Because now whoever fills that role isn't going to be good enough either way. If this character, if they recast Christina as a slutty vamp, okay, then it's going to be the people who didn't like Lexi are going to be like, who the hell is this girl? One, what did they do to the character? Two, and three, any chance of a chemistry between the new vamped up Christina and Ethan is going to be questioned. The vamp up version is going to be tested with the family.
Oh my God.
That's
going
to be different. And then the Sunny connection.
Okay.
That's going to be completely different.
Okay, we need to clear something up because my comment.
I didn't care for Christina, but the actress I feel bad for, you know what I mean?
Okay, we need to switch gears for a second because what Christy and I said, we just got in trouble on Twitter about the Kimmy thing. And now Christy and I are in trouble, and we were not coming off as, oh, my God, you guys know us. Well, okay. Do you think we were coming off as...
What do you mean you got in trouble? I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm reading it.
Christy, talk.
Let me just take over for a second. It was not my intention to create bad blood between Liaison fans or Kimmy and Ice Princess, who co-hosts on her show, about this whole Becky thing. I am completely happy for Kimmy. She totally deserved Becky calling in on her show. Me and Carly just felt like we could have thought of that, too, and we felt bad about it. That was it. We're not starting to try anything. We're not trying to start crap about this. And apparently Ice Princess felt like we were acting like children and that we were being complete pains in the asses and stuff, so...
I'm seeing Kimmy writing some stuff on Twitter.
I don't know why. I don't know how this started a Twitter war. Like, that was not my intention to start some kind of Twitter war over this, which is, the most ridiculous thing to me, that this should start a war over something that, me and Carly mentioned. Like, this is not even... This shouldn't have turned into that big of a deal.
I was trying to be funny, and if it didn't come across that way, you guys, I'm sorry, but I just thought, I thought I was being funny, and, I was very happy that Kimmy got the call. I mean, I was very happy with her. I called and wished her a happy birthday, and, I got off air before Becky came on, but I'm like, oh, wow, good for her to get Becky on. I mean, I was really
proud of her.
And Christy and I both were, honestly, you guys, if this started bad blood between the Laylon fans and us, Daytime After Dark and Laylon Radio, we are so sorry, you guys, but how I like to be funny on here sometimes, and, I just thought, I should have done it for my co-host. To get, Becky to call on hers, because we've been waiting so long to get Steve or Becky.
I totally understood that when I saw that. I thought, great, I think that's a legit, I know you've been trying to get him. So it's like, I don't know, I don't know who's all involved, but.
How did they twist everything around? You guys were you were excited for them. You were happy for them. You congratulated them. And you only said that you guys had wished that you guys would have came up with it. So how did that get twisted?
I am. Yeah. But I wanted to clear up on air, and I wanted to clear up with you guys because you guys know us. And, maybe when I said... Oh, maybe I should treat them and say it's Christy's belated birthday.
Start anything, and apparently it came off bad. I'm really sorry about that. Yeah. It was not my intention, and I'm sorry. It's not our intention. We're very happy for you. We understand that you didn't have anything to do with it and that it was a surprise for you, and we're sorry if we came off bad, and we don't even mean to badger people about it. Like, that's not our intention to badger people about
it. No, it wasn't. It was like, oh my God, that's cool, and because Kathy I talked to that night, I mean, on Twitter, but, oh, my God, Nancy Bongo just said hi to me on Twitter. Oh, okay, yay. I'm kind of proud of myself. But no, but...
You're kicking your butt, Carly.
But no, I couldn't, you know, those are for future reference, I won't try and be funny people. But no, I just, you know, they said that sometimes when you type something, someone can miss the,
exactly.
What you're saying. It's always done. Yeah, thanks,
exactly.
Jason and Liz.
But if anyone's
you know,
been doing
know who
this.
Jason and Liz forever is, but she said, she took the words out of my mouth. She says sometimes when people type something, they read it the wrong way. You know
right.
what I mean? And,
right.
like, they'll see, like, an exclamation point or something, and, like, you're yelling at them or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's just kind
yeah.
of, they take it for what they think it
but,
means when it's not that way. So
okay.
I think you got the message out there that that wasn't your intentions, and I totally
right.
understood what you were doing and saying. Frankly, I'm jealous.
I see.
And,
yeah, I mean,
my birthday's in August, so August
me
20th
too.
Is my birthday. So.
I'm in December.
Yeah.
I'm in December. Mine's coming
ooh,
up.
Oh, yours is coming up.
Oh, I know. I always feel sorry for December people just because,
yeah.
now, they get their birthday and then Christmas, so they get screwed in a way, like.
Yeah.
Mine's,
yeah.
4 days,
you know,
mine's 4 days before Christmas.
Oh.
That's awful. That is awful.
It's okay.
Yeah, we all just said it at the same time. Like, oh, my
yeah.
God.
So let me say, Philo, did you get Christmas presents of a birthday present and a birthday present of a woman for Christmas? How did that go? Because I think you.
This is
oh,
Kathy.
Sorry, Kathy. Yeah, how did you...
Sometimes people gave you big gifts, and they said it was for birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
But I was an only child, so I was kind of spoiled, so it didn't really matter.
There you go. High five. Only child
rule. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, I was happy that I was born, you know, in June, because, you know, I thought, you know, like my little brother was born in October, and then, you know, before we know it, Christmas was here, and... He would complain, you know, I only get 2 months, like, for, you know, a 3 month break, then, you know, and now I have to wait a whole 8 months for my birthday to come around, and, you know.
Now I just don't count them. Now I don't count birthdays.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask people. Okay, so is it true, like, after 30, that you really don't count them anymore, or is that after 40?
30s are good.
Okay.
Okay, see, I need to know this because in February I'll be 30. So I 30, really need to know.
30s are good.
What about 35?
Absolutely.
30s
are
good.
I'm just scared
so when
I turn 30 and I don't know why.
Once you
I'm
get
scared.
Past 50, then you start really worrying. I've finally given up. I don't even pay attention anymore 50s, to my birthday.
Wait,
not
fight,
so
what
good.
What fight? I
want to
know about this fight.
What fight, Silo?
What fight?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Did anyone hear about the fight?
I don't know. I can't remember. I was flipping around all sorts of different, you know, daytime confidential. And I just read that there apparently was it was like a one-liner blurb by somebody in a magazine online that I read that apparently there was a disagreement going on between Garen and Franz. So I kept thinking maybe Franz will get his ass fired since the Chew was bombing, and he predicted that was going to be, you know, the bread and butter of ABC daytime. So,
yeah, I mean... You know, I think personally, you know, because I, you know, because Amy will attest to it here, you know, they have the viewers and the doctors and then the Sue. And, you know, so I have the doctors on because my grandma was over and she likes watching the doctors. And it was 12:01. And I'm like, I walked in the moment, and I turned it off. I mean, I flipped it on, but what, you know, like King 5, and she goes, why didn't you turn it off? I'm like, we cannot support the injustice of what the Sioux stands for. The Sioux brought down all my children, Grandma, and we cannot support that shit. And she's like, I didn't even get in trouble for swearing at that moment with her. I'm like,
I go,
well, see, but Grandma knows when it comes to my daytime stuff, you know, I'm going to say things that she might not like, but she's used to it. And she's like, see, and then she goes,
I seriously want to know about this fight. I'm like,
yeah,
searching all over the place.
Just the one-liner thing saying that there was apparently a disagreement between Franz and Garen, and I assume, I don't remember if they mentioned storylines or what, but I just, it really popped out to me because that's the kind of stuff I want to hear about. But
yeah,
they didn't expound on it. That was it. It was like, damn. So I keep hoping someone or somebody
tomorrow
will write something.
I think ratings are so bad that it's in Mr. Wolf's hands right now, and Franz is scared.
I think
I
Franz
really
is
do.
Scared
I
because of the chew and his...
All those shows are freaking failing like I told you they would.
Yep.
And they'll be off the air very, very soon.
Did everybody see the ratings for last week?
I haven't had a chance to look for
them. I haven't. I
their
didn't
core
look, no.
audience finally dropped GH. So they
what?
Will pay attention. Because now they're treading in their almighty female 18 to 49 range.
So did GH drop, like, below average? Because
they
were
at one of the all-time lows, is the way it was worded in the header for the rating thing.
Okay, see, the rating sometimes to me looks like a thing, like a math problem sometimes, and I'm trying to read it, and
you
have all... what?
Hey, did you guys hear they're counting the DVRs now?
You know what,
I just
look at the basic household for each soap and where they rank, and same with the, since women's, that core group seems to be all power, I look at that group, and they finally drop GH, and I know that will get somebody's attention.
By the way, you guys, 206,
awesome.
Reluctant Halt is on the air, too.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Well, I'm hearing you guys talking about, you know, all the shakeups and stuff. The thing is, though, is I don't think it's Garen's fault.
I really don't.
Either. I think that
I think it's the
higher ups that are doing all this.
I think Franz is still running the show, and that's why Garen and him probably had a falling out because he wants to write the story. And Franz is jumping in there going, no. Like, maybe there is Laysan in the future, and he's trying to stop that from happening. And I think Garen will, you know.
Yeah.
It won't
it's
be
fine. I don't think so. I think Mr. Franz is more concerned about his reality shows.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Talk shows. I don't think he's concerned with soaps anymore. I really don't. He does not care.
No,
he does not
care. It is so obvious.
You know what?
He
I want to know.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't know about it.
He has not apologized or anything. He hasn't said a word about it.
Not only that, they still haven't issued any kind of official statement about Lexi, which I think is really weird.
With
all the outpouring and the uproar about her leaving and the way that it all happened. Why hasn't there been an official, we're sorry, but this is what we're doing,
Because when Becky got fired, you guys, there was an official announcement.
I
remember, the day or two after, right?
Yep. Exactly. Well, because this is what I'm wondering, and I mean, this is just my feeling, my thing. We were talking about it on my show the other day, but wondering if, what if this is all just a ploy to get us all upset and everything, and then they have her go off and come back in February and pick
up. I think she might come back, too. I really do.
I'm really hoping that that's the case, and, you know, I really think that they need to give her a shot. I mean, did you guys see the stuff that Kimberly McCullough...
You missed my little Candace, little rant, which she did beautifully.
It was hot. I was like literally all day sitting on that, and it got to the point that I texted Pearl. I was like, I got a major rant. I was like, this is about General Hospital.
Well, it was just hilarious because it's exactly my whole point. My entire point is that it's the discrimination, it's the sexual discriminatory thing that they're doing and the way that they're doing it. And the fact that she just confirmed everything that what I think is going on and was like, oh, thank God I'm not off my rocker. Because, you know, sometimes I think I'm thinking these things and I'm being crazy, you know. But, you know, the fact that she confirmed all that was huge. I was shocked.
Yeah, and you know what? Okay, I want to know. Who was in the office when she got fired? Who did it? Who did the, you know, I call it the knife with the hard filing?
Right.
I'm sorry, but I don't know if you guys remember when Jeannie was fired or they wanted to fire her, but that was all Jill. Jill was like,
Well, I don't understand about Jill Philanthropes, and I will say this. You know, for years they were always saying that Jeannie needed to lose weight, blah, blah, blah.
And
in my view, Jeannie looked great. I mean, oh God, I hope I don't offend people again tonight. but no, she looked like the average, I mean, not the average, but, you know, the woman that most moms are today. You know, not so skinny. I mean,
And what if Jill Farron Phelps shouldn't be talking about anything about anybody about looks? I'm sorry, but.
Absolutely.
It would be one thing if she was a freaking model or something. I'm saying Jill Farron Phelps would be able to say that. But,
yes,
I mean, who
exactly.
is she to say
I
this
think she's
stuff?
Jealous of the way they look. I honestly do.
It's just awful.
But I remember that there was this big thing, and they wanted to fire her because she, or something, but I remember that Ms. Phillips was behind it. And that was talked about, this was 10 years ago almost now.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I have a feeling why they can't get Jeannie back right now. You know what I mean? I don't think
she's
come back
at
because of how horrible she was treated.
And I think, too, there was that issue where she, from what I understand, I think it was the first time around or the second time around, she wanted to be on par with Tony Geary. She wanted the same contract. She wanted to be able to leave for a couple of months, two, 3 months, pretend with her family or whatever. And she went directly to Jill, and Jill wouldn't give it to her. Jill wouldn't do it. And so therein, that kind of, I think, started the, kind of continued the conflict, because if she was the person I didn't hear, I don't know the full story or whatever about the weight stuff. I mean, I do know that it happened, and I know that it was Jill that said that to her. But, I mean, to say that way back when, and then you're not going to give her, be on the show. I mean, I understand she should be on the same par with Tony Geary. I mean, Luke and Laura, Luke doesn't, you know what I'm saying? They were both the same. As far as popularity and to not do that's like, you know, a slap in the face to her. So the fact that she even came back for the 25th anniversary show, that was, I think, just for the fans. I think that she did that homage to the fans, you know.
And if she comes back, it's to lead Tony Geary off our screens.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think
he'll be around much longer. I really don't.
I think he's going. But you know what I want to know also is, you know, they really haven't brought Zachy Zeman back, and is it because, you know, there's no story for Bobby, or is it like her plastic surgery that went away?
No. It's because she does another job. She's pimping some kind of sex med or vitamin or something.
Okay. I was just, you know, I mean, I'm not saying her plastic surgery was bad, but she didn't need it. She was a, you know, she was always beautiful to me. I found Bobby so beautiful, blah, blah, blah.
She was.
And then when she got there, I'm like, you did not need to get something like that done, in my opinion.
I don't really.
She went overboard, and it just does not look becoming. But I see that a lot. You know, if I see any more plumped up lips, I'm going to scream.
Well, it's just funny because they look like they're
grossing
or whatever.
There's a lot of lips.
I don't mind it if it's real.
I'm sorry. Well, didn't Lisa Rinna, she had a lip reduction because, I mean, hers were naturally that way. She wasn't doing it on purpose, but and she looks better now because it's, you know, it's just not. But then there's people that are putting all this collagen or whatever it is, and it's just, it cracks me up because I'm like, okay, that looks funny. Why would you want these big old lips?
Well, the one that's married to Antonio Banderas had hers reduced because everybody commented and he hated her lips because they were so overdone. Whatever. Can't remember her last name.
But still, I mean.
But the thing is,
look at Monica. Look at, what's her name? Leslie.
Leslie.
Beautiful woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she can freaking act.
And you know who I thought was beautiful to the end, too? Who I thought was just so beautiful to them, both of them, Anna Lee and Frances Reed. I thought both of them always looked so good. And I didn't know that I didn't know Anna Lee was that old. She looked great. It's like my grandma, you know, who's going to be 85 and doesn't want to, you know, talk about that, but... someone asked her the other day, are you 70? And I'm like, Grandma, just go with that. Just go with that. Say yes. And thank you. But no, I just think with all these plastic surgery things in Hollywood and, you know.
But why do they do that? It's because people at top, like Jill Farren Phelps and Brian Pong, are telling them they're unattractive. I mean, to say that to Becky Hurst, what the heck is that? She's adorable. I mean,
oh my God,
she's
Well, they bash her for that gap in her tooth. Gosh, I'm you got to be kidding me.
Oh my God, that's not.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Nobody
fans
looks at
do
that,
that
except for or just him. I mean, I don't know. He's got this. What I don't get, it's very, like, misogynistic, obviously. He's just very misogynistic, and it's awful.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I don't think that the thing that bothers me is ABC is affiliated with Disney, okay? So their productions and things like that are attached to Disney. I don't understand how Disney could allow these type of individuals to be in charge in a company that caters to young people all over the world. Do you know how many thousands of young actresses and young kids that they have working in their company, Disney? How can they, you know, agree or continue to allow these two people to wreak havoc with the young actresses and actors these days? I don't understand.
No, it
there
make
should
sense.
Be.
It we does
should...
not make sense at all.
It does not.
Yeah,
you know
what? And, like, my thing is now I'm thinking, you know, maybe we're just going about this all wrong and forget Brian Franz and Jill Farren Phelps and Ann Sweeney. We need to put pressure on the CEO of Disney. The people that are in, you know, that have made the deal with ABC to get rid of these people in charge and put new people in that are going to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's what I was just thinking today. I'm like, maybe we just need to change tactics because they're not going to listen to us. I mean, they're still doing what they're gonna, there's a recasting out now for, or there's a casting call out for a African American 14-year-old to bring Sean's son in. I mean, what? We don't want to see that.
I was thinking about, they brought in this hooker, Abby, for Michael, and all along they were going to bring in Maya's sister. Remember that way back?
That was dropped.
Yeah, that was dropped.
Because they said they didn't need her because of the chemistry between Michael and Abby, and because of the target group, they did not want to see Maya's sister. That's what the exact words were.
that
I applaud Betsy for what she commented. She said, I don't think the fans really want to see all these new characters coming to the canvas.
No.
That they
want
to see. You know,
yeah,
and I'm like, yes, you're right, Becky. She's probably going to get nailed for it in the office, but
you know what? You know what? That's where this has to stop about the actors. You know, like Silas says, you know, the actors and actresses and actors of ABC had that syndrome, that Barrow's syndrome disease, in a way.
Yep.
And, you know, in a way, he's right. I mean, you know, guy, if you're going to say something, you're going to get reamed for a Monday morning.
Yep,
I mean, come on, really. And, you know, I just feel like Kimberly McCullough, Amy, what do we need to think about for a minute?
Okay. There's this rumor, or I guess you can say it's
speculation.
It's like a speculation out there that this mystery man, Elizabeth, knows him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're gearing up to bring back Tom Baker. I think this mystery man.
Oh, my fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's who raped Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
I thought he died.
I forget what happened after they. I thought they caught him and he.
He went to jail.
I heard that one.
Yeah, well,
remember. Anyway, there's just this vibe I got from that. That she knows him, although she doesn't know it right now, she does know him or something like that. And he knows all about her or something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, remember he knows.
This new doctor person is bad news.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah,
I have heard that.
And, you know, and the thing, if it's really Tom, you know, I remember Jason hearing Sunny ones about the rape or whatever, and about what happened with Emily. If I ever saw that guy again, I will kill him. I remember Jason saying that, you know, because, you know, what Emily went through and what Liz went through, because, you know, that whole thing, I'm like, okay, bring Tom Baker back, because that could be really interesting.
So Tom Baker is the one that is he's the one that initial that raped her the first time, or you know, way back when, right?
And then correct me if I'm wrong, you guys. He was the photographer for Emily's photo shoot, right?
This new person is connected to Tom Baker somehow.
Dustin Baker's, they say it would be Liz's new man. Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe Liz is getting a new man. You know,
Wouldn't it be interesting if they decided to, it would be Tom Baker's brother. And what if she falls in love with the
or
brother?
Something like that.
Okay, you know what? No, we do not need Liz falling in love with anyone but Jason and this story. Thank you.
I don't know if it's going to happen, girl. It's just like my Athena. It's kind of dead in the water.
You Athena is dead in the water. Liaison is not dead in the water.
Yeah, they also said this new Liz's man or whatever would be
Cassidine?
And this new doctor will be very, very shady.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, okay, and Dustin Berger, there's supposed to be a new Cassidine female. Little Book to Dollar. Little never gave The only one she gave birth to was Lucky, Nicholas, and Lulu. Unless, you know, we missed something, like, you know, she went up to the hall on the,
you
know,
all of a sudden, give me a break. So Laura had a third child somewhere out there. Oh, come on.
Stories, you know, I'm so, there's plenty of rugrats running around.
Right.
They've done all these pregnancy stories a bazillion times. I mean, every single which way they can. You know what? I could tell them a million other stories that they could deal with. I mean,
and
if you really
Nicholas
need to bring
a
baby, a it's just so stupid now. I mean, it's just done. And it's like, okay, we don't need another rugrat running around. I mean, you know, I mean,
when we get Jake back, they can bring anybody on. I don't care, but I want Jake back.
Oh, Jake
is back.
I
want Jake to be
alive.
Jake is alive.
And that's fine, but I just don't want another pregnancy. I mean, it's like enough already. Can't you be a little bit creative?
Yeah. Okay,
I mean,
and there's a woman going around that,
you guys are going to be so...
Olivia coming
party soon.
Yeah,
well, that other fan base thinks they're having a baby. Well,
who does?
They think they're getting everything. I saw a
they're
trailer
not.
Supposedly.
They're not. Guess who's pregnant?
Oh, my God.
No,
are
we
you
know.
Serious?
But I read, I also heard that there's two pregnancies.
Oh, my God.
What about Lulu?
Olivia.
Yep.
Olivia
and Lulu.
No.
I'm just
saying
no.
I think Julie might be out along with the rest of the Spencers soon.
Okay,
Justin,
you're not cute when you say, what about Kate being Spinelli's mom? Okay, I don't like Kate very much. I do not like Kate very much, so I do not want Kate to be my mother-in-law, people. So put another speculation. I will go for Diane.
Who is the pregnant people? It's supposed to be Sam and Olivia.
No, Sam. Yeah. No.
Well,
there was rumors floating around that if Sam is pregnant, that it's not Jason.
No,
which means what?
Say
he's
going to
get raped by Franco because that would suck.
No.
Yeah.
She might cry, but no. There's a reason behind the mirrors or something. And I think everything that goes on between Sam and Franco is being recorded for a later time. Because she's going to claim that happened when I think they're in cahoots with each other. I think
it's been that way for
a long time.
I'm sorry, I completely lost you there. What? You're saying, well, you mean Franco's recording everything because of what?
I think Franco is conning Sam.
Yep.
And Sam is trying to save her behind. And she will have sex with Franco, but she will claim he raped her. But the
she would willingly do it.
Oh, come on. Sam will really
do it. Oh, she would do it.
Okay.
She was a prostitute.
Are you serious?
She prostituted.
Okay, Sam.
Why wouldn't she
okay,
do it?
Okay, yeah, I mean, Sam would get on anyone's back that she could. Come on, CBS.
Yeah.
Sonny
Rick
and Jack's on the same night. And she did Sonny and Dex in the name same night, Rick. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Jason's sworn enemy, that doesn't make any sense.
Jason's sworn enemy was years ago Rick, and she did the deed with Rick. Okay? This girl doesn't care about Jason, number one. Has never cared about Jason. And no one can convince me of it. And
she wants
Sam was super Jason's enemy.
What I would love if she was really conning Jason. I think it would be perfect for her to be working with somebody else, because to be the best con that she could be, that would be the best con that she could be.
See, the thing is, like, on Monday I had said on the show, I had heard a rumor. It was a speculation. Now it's starting to come to light. They said that Sam and Franco will do the deed behind, like, mirrors. But Jason is watching them. They're saying that Franco will chase it somewhere. He doesn't know where he's at, and he can see what's going on with Sam and Franco. Sam doesn't know what's going on. And it is going to show.
I heard Sam has a baby in August that she is, and the baby has mental problems, but the General Hospital is canceling in April, so, yeah.
But they're also saying that they're going to Prosper Park.
Yeah.
Like, that's because now they're saying September General Hospital is going off because Katie Kurt is going to have that 3 o'clock time slot.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. In the same spoilers about her having a baby and the child having a problem, and she's going to be worried or something, and she'll want to keep herself and the baby away from Jason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how big is it?
Yeah.
Well, I hope she's not leaving.
I don't believe the rumor,
but that's what I read.
Yeah. These rumors, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
They started just after Becky called into.
Yeah, exactly.
Which came
It was like an hour later.
Yeah,
yep.
That's true.
Yep. And you guys, come on. You know, I'm sorry
if I. What did they talk about on the show? What did Becky say to make them start putting out all these rumors, getting insecure?
That they
were
actually having scenes together.
We would love the Jason and the Steve that he had taped or something like that, and that we would love what's coming or something like that.
Yeah, they must be dream sequences.
Yeah.
They must be.
She didn't spoil anything. She just said
no.
What you mean.
Exactly.
She was told
I can't believe
that her storyline was going to get very good.
Yep.
Yeah, she's
like
very,
she's
very, very
bigger.
Excited for what's coming for her.
Right.
I'm excited for her.
Well, if they come back, I'll really be excited.
You know what? You know what? I will say when, and if Jay comes back, I want everyone to know the night that Jake supposedly died. What Blog Talk host said to people, he's not dead. He's not dead. That was
Callie.
So when Jake comes alive, I want a lot of apologies. I want a lot of flowers because the people calling me crazy.
We'll have Jake call you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if and when they come back, I want that little boy to come back because he was so cute.
He was adorable.
Does anybody see what Justine wrote in the thing about Canadians?
Oh, God.
They can't watch our networks online, so they won't be able to watch General Hospital or One Life to Live.
Okay.
Canadians can't watch U.S.
networks
online.
Excuse my friend's thought one thing. What? TF?
Why? I don't understand that. Why can't they?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. I'm just reading it off the board here that she mentioned it. They may have some kind of proprietary thing going on where they won't pay for the stuff to be shown in Canada.
I don't know. Anyway, Carly, I have to get going real soon. I just wanted to say that General Hospital is going
to
get good.
Yeah.
That people need to pay attention to dialogue, especially this week. Pay attention to Spinelli's dialogue.
Okay.
Carly and Sean.
They're going to kiss
and
this week.
And who else is going to say?
Hey, I need a happy couple of people. Sorry, I love
it's not just a kiss.
Okay, Candace. Oh, Candace, did you have any good news for me? Like any great news? Like maybe Dom Paul decided to break up with Phil and go out with me. Okay, I'm gonna stop this. Okay, I've been getting myself in trouble all night on Twitter. Okay,
I won't have any reports until I come back from New York this weekend and be on Monday show.
Yes, but we all know you're gonna be texting me this weekend. Keeping me apart of it. Oh, I'm going to go insane. And Christy is going to have to go to see where you are and deal with you. Yes. Christy is my hitman. Christy knows he's my hitman. And she will back me up totally. And so, you know, and you know what, people, another thing before Amy goes, I don't think those rumors about Laura White leaving the new hospital is true, but let me say this. If those rumors ever become true, you guys, I will be in L.A. doing something I really,
yeah, but
really,
Kylie,
really...
what if the actress wants to leave? I mean, I'm not saying that she's gonna, I'm not saying I believe it, but what if she wants to leave? I mean,
No. If she wants to leave, that's fine.
Right.
But if they fire her, or
no,
anything like
fire.
That,
no.
I really
don't quit before they fire.
You know, and I know this whole thing was, you know, because no one really spoke out about Lexi besides Nancy and Kimberly. I mean, none of the men have, which I find really strange that Steve didn't say anything, or Scott didn't say anything, or Brandon, or Nathan. No one has made a statement.
I know, it's so bizarre, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, I think because they're all gay, they can't really talk about specifics.
Well,
they're all
gay. Well, they
why is that?
Because
it's all
anything.
Out anyway. What is the point now? That's my whole entire thing. What is the big deal if they say something now? It's all out. The reason why is, you know, maybe they don't want us to know.
You know what,
though?
It's like when I had to sign a confidentiality agreement with my employer. And even if I left anything that I talked about that regarded their inner workings, I could not do. It's good. It didn't matter whether I was there or not. So I really think the gag order is pretty contractual, you know, threatening. That you will be removed. I don't care how good you are. You cannot discuss this. They said the actors are all upset because they don't know what's going on either.
This is because the show magazine never ran with this story at all. I mean, I looked at my my soaps and debt at the store that, you know, I looked at today. Now that I bought the soap off Weekly or anything. Because they had pretty people on the cover, but the thing is, there was no big mention of Lexi. There was no big mention of Lexi
because nobody knew anything.
But the magazines have a week and a half. We've known for a week. The old magazines are what? Amy?
Yeah.
Are those magazines a week or are they like a couple of weeks, you know?
They've got to be like at least 3 weeks old. At least. If they don't write it overnight. And things change all the time. I mean, look at the thing with, what's her name?
Rebecca
Storm.
Oh, yeah.
That was Kristen Storm, you know. No one knew anything.
Right.
Everybody thought she was sick, and then, you know, a couple weeks later or whatever, we get that she's having personal problems or whatever. Why didn't they just say that in the beginning? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
I mean, because
you know?
Well,
it was on dirty soap that it gave
she's
it
sick.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, she's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got endometriosis,
yes.
And which is very painful, and I think that she has to have some kind of procedure, but, you know, she'll be okay. Question is she going to come back to the role? And, you know, we don't know. I don't know. It's just, I don't understand why all the hush-hush. It's so crazy.
Because Max, Kristen, you know, we see one thing on Duty Soap, and then, you know, now that I'm watching Duty Soap. But the thing is, I mean, for her to have something like that wrong with her, I feel really sorry for her because, you know, that is painful. And, you know, I mean, but, you know, BBC and Disney has to, you know, think about being honest with, you know, the fans and honest with us because they haven't been honest with us in, oh, I'd say 2 years. Oh, yeah, AMC, One Life to Live.
Well, doesn't
hey,
anybody...
Carly,
yeah.
I'm going to still be in your chat room, but I'm going to hang up because my phone is dying.
Okay, Amy, if you have time Monday, call in.
Alright,
now,
I'll be in the chat room, okay? So you guys can just talk to me.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, did someone ask a question?
I was just wondering, you know, I think when I heard that on Dirty Soaps about what was wrong with Kirsten, the first thing that popped in my mind was, oh, I'm sure she's really happy that her sister just told Farrah that while she's filming the show. You know, because that's a personal thing that I wouldn't want out there. You know.
But I think a reality show like that, they knew that was going to happen. I think some of that stuff is all planned. I don't think that was out of the blue that she said that.
Well,
so
I'd be upset with her.
Don't you think those reality shows, though, aren't just out of the blue that was said? I think.
No.
That's what I said when I saw Sarah. I kept thinking, like, when I saw Sarah, I was like, okay, is the cameras here? Like, am I supposed to act like I'm a fan of her? Because I'm really not. But, you know, I'm just going to put it away. Because I didn't know if this was going to be. When I saw Sarah, you guys have no idea. When I saw her coming down one of my sisters, you know, down on, you know, on the street in front of ABC Studios, before that, like I had said on the show, I was talking about her. So am I, you know, it's the what is it, the microphones are around, did they pick up on that, and here comes Sarah, you know, and then, you know, I was like, okay, and I was like, should I take a picture with her, should I, should I not, and it got to the point that I actually made a video, and I put it on Facebook to see what people wanted me to do, and it's like, my aunt was like, go ahead and do it, because you know you're going to regret it later. I took a picture with her, and I was like, okay. And then instantly remembered what she said about the one girl with the first episode saying, nice pants. I was thinking, okay, is she going to say something about me? Like, if this was filmed, you know. So I did get paranoid a little bit, you know. So, but, you know, and like she said, some of the stuff that you guys see, he edits it.
What happened to you is like probably my worst nightmare of you know, me talking shit about Kelly Monaco and she walks up. That is like, that would be my thing. Like, I would be totally going off, totally not thinking, and there she is. So, you know, so when Candace told all of us what happened, I'm thinking, People do not judge her because that could happen to me. That could very well have happened to any one of us. Like, you know.
You like Kelly. What are you talking about, Kelly? You like Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're so funny, Silo. Oh,
Kelly
that's the real.
Show, Carly. Kelly Monaco called in on the show. Like, she got wind that, you know, you want a guest on the show. Not saying that, you know, I'm going to throw it out there because things can happen. And Kelly Monaco calls into your show. What are you going to
do? Oh, my gosh.
Be honest. Okay.
Not to be rude. You can't be rude. You got to go by your rules that you set for us.
Okay. Then that's why I have a co-host, because I have said numerous times, and Christy, who's getting ready to do Liaison Radio in 11 minutes, she has to step up and do the interview, because I will be probably saying, oh, sit, and if you ever listen to the show, I'm
cracked. Christy could do it. Christy would be able to do it.
Yeah. Christy is
thank
like
you.
So.
What if Christy's not available that night? What if she is sidelined by a cold?
Then I'm calling you. Then I'm calling you, because you know what?
What will happen is Blog Talk will just quit working because Carly hung it all up.
Everybody would be silent.
No, she would actually probably call me. Like she just said, she'll call me, and I'll be the professional one. I'll be like, so,
yes.
Kelly, there is a little dispute between two fan bases, as you know. And we're honest on the show, so how do you feel about it? Like, you know, vent it out. Be honest. Like, go. We're a nice bunch. We won't get mad.
Okay.
She knows better by the hate mail she's gotten.
He made it one thing, but I don't think people like sued. Like, do what, you know, they've done with Becky's kids, like, you know, I mean, I just...
Oh, I know.
But, you know, sending Kelly hate mail, but no, I just think if that happened, Christy would do it. I know Terry would not, because Terry would not know what to say. So either Candace would do it or Silo would do it.
Yeah, I don't mind Kelly per se. I'm not her type of person, but
yeah.
I don't fault her for doing a part. I fought with Franz. Franz.
Yeah, well, man, you know, Silo for you.
Silo? That would be exclusive.
He would get slammed so bad.
I would ask her, does she really think her character is really doing a good job for her acting ability?
Career,
because it doesn't show anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As in a way of that she, what her ability is to act.
I agree.
And I would ask her, does she feel like this character now is showing any kind of acting ability at all?
Oh, she would love that.
She knows it. She just likes the money.
Oh, well,
yeah.
And I think
she's so talented. I mean, beyond Joe High School, I saw her, like, in some Lifetime and Hallmark movies and Baywatch Nights.
Did you see her in any? She was in porno stuff too. Did you see that? I saw a clip of the porno.
I'm a good girl.
I'm a good girl too, but I still watch it.
I'll see you.
Okay, yeah. We will see you over the radio in 8 minutes, 9 minutes.
Yep.
But just for everyone to know that Silo, anytime Silo wants to co-host with me, she can, because, you know, if the day ever came and, you know, she did come on the show, everyone knows that I could not do it because I would either be passed out or in the bathroom throwing up thinking, okay. So, yeah, because I feel so bad for Candace that day she was hearing all of this. I'm like, this is that. I mean, that would be me. You know, that would have been me. And... Kimmy.
That wasn't fun, y'all. That wasn't like the best feeling in the world.
But you know what? People talk behind people's backs every day. Believe me, I know my family, we are great at that. the thing is that, you know, people talk behind people's back all the time. But I wonder why if people really have a problem with people, people don't really talk the people out. about they go like to and trust people, and they don't come to you like,
well, either,
you know.
Either that or they go online and they write nasty crap like they do on SOC all the time, you know, because they it's not face-to-face. So as long as they're not saying it face-to-face, they think it's okay. You know, and that's, I just hate that. It's
the
ridiculous.
Only time,
it's like, you know, so negative. What the hell? You think of all the energy that we could save and harness and put it into something positive, like getting Wesley rehired. We need to do that, you know, and it's, and we need to save GH. And instead, we're fighting amongst ourselves over these couples and stuff. I mean, I still think that we can love our couples and fight for our couples, but I also think that we need to collectively come together and fight for General Hospital to stay on the air.
Exactly.
I mean, otherwise, we're not going to have nothing to talk about. You know, we're going to have these stupid reality shows that nobody cares about.
You guys,
you know?
what is weird, like, in a couple of days, there will be 4 weeks since AMC went off. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Isn't that weird
just
saying that?
That's amazing. That month went fast.
I think it lasted 4 weeks, really?
Yeah, well, yeah, because it went off on, like, the 24th or the 25th or something, remember? You know, it went off on
the
23rd.
23rd.
Yeah, it was the 23rd. Yeah. It was the day of Jason and Sam's wedding that didn't happen. That.
They already talked about. They loved that wedding. They said it was a perfect wedding.
We saved the date, but there was nothing to be watched. That's the problem.
You know what? Yeah. You know, that's another thing I laugh about. You know, people were saving the day calls. And I kept saying to myself, they are not going to throw this, you know, Folks of a wedding on the same day that AMC goes off. That is a joke. That is like, you know, that would be really, you know, I remember thinking this, and, you know, but it's been weird. I mean, with AMC not being there, because last week I'm like, because I saved the last episode of AMC, but I haven't watched it again. I mean, I want to.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm heading out. Talk to
okay,
you over
Candace.
In
oh yeah, Joe Griffith will be there too. Candace.
Yeah.
Can I say what you just said to me or no?
Go ahead.
Okay, is this confirmed that Donnell Williams is going to AMC online? For all of you that didn't know that Donnell Williams, the guy that played Jesse, is going to AMC, which is great.
Oh, that's cool. Who's
going? The guy that plays Jesse. If Jesse is going to AMC and Andy is over at Young and the Restless, what does this mean for Jesse and Andy, people? Because Andy...
They don't know. They're trying to talk to Debbie Morgan. Because right now on Yana Restless, she has probably been on, twice? And I don't think she's going to. As much as I love Debbie Morgan, and trust me, I do. She's like one of my idols. I don't think she's going to be on Yana Restless long.
They only put their characters on every once in a while.
Yes.
They don't keep a character going for a long time. You see them once, you don't see them for months on Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because, you know, they have fucked my Billy and Victoria one too many times.
I can't stand
that.
I can't stand Billy and Victoria being a pod. I can't stand it.
Oh, okay. No, I thought, oh, my God, you're having Skill Cafe? You're having Skill Cafe? I thought you were going to say, I don't like them, and then, you know, that would not be good.
Oh, no, I love them, and that's part of the only reason why I like the show, because I'm new to the show, and I love them.
Yeah, they are, and... this thing, Victor is like Stefano in, like Stefano of Days of Our Life. Okay. Okay. Amy has to go. She has to get her pretty. And all of us will be going to, on Late on Radio, so we will say bye. We will have overtime next week on Monday night. At 7 p.m. West Coast, and we are going to be on Michael Jackson Verdict Ross.
I can't wait.
Okay. Thank you, Sally.
Nice.
Bye.
Bye.
Later. Bye.